This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The Obama administration announced this morning the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Lisa Jackson, is stepping down. This is the time at the start of a second term when many cabinet-level jobs turn over. Jackson says she's ready for new opportunities and more time with her family. The president praised her for making our air and water safer. Scott Tong is a reporter on our Marketplace Sustainability Desk, and he is with me live from Washington, D.C. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Jeff.
So remind us, Lisa Jackson, where did she come from in the first place?
Well, Ivy League, Princeton-educated chemical engineer. So she came into the EPA taking over for an administration headed by an oil man president, as you recall. So she walked in with great expectations from the environmental community, which today is hailing great accomplishments by the EPA under her watch, from, as you said, the climate to the air to the water to automobiles. And not surprisingly, she's perhaps the most vilified regulator in the eyes of congressional Republicans and fossil fuel interests, notably the coal industry. So she leaves a big lightning rod, Jeff.
What were some of the major issues that the EPA wrestled with during her tenure?
Well, think of it this way. The next car you and I buy will have stricter mileage and carbon pollution standards because of EPA rules. The next new power plant in your neighborhood and mine will probably not run on coal because of new EPA rules. The smokestack industries will be belching less soot and mercury in the air because of EPA rules. Now, her friends say one of the biggest moments in the EPA during her tenure was when the agency declared carbon dioxide emissions contribute to global warming and are a threat to public health. A lot of the rules we're talking about today emanate from that. We should also say that in-house, there was some fighting with the White House. A lot of the rules were pushed through despite the White House, which put the climate change issue kind of in its pocket after it failed in Congress.
And give us a sample of some of the unfinished business that she leaves behind.
Well, we haven't talked about fracking yet, right? Hydraulic fracturing, controversial drilling practice. The EPA is doing a big study of whether there are risks to drinking water. That's due out in 2014, so a big fight there. We're also waiting for whether they come out with new rules on existing power plants and regulation potentially of toxic chemicals and of water. Those might be on the way, too. What she also believes behind is a very toxic political environment. Many people inside the agency say it's worse than they can remember. So Lisa Jackson leaves that behind as well.
Thanks for the context. Marketplace's Scott Tong.
You're welcome.